When are we having like the beach party or?
We're on. All right. Let's see here. Good morning, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Culk meeting for a work session today on case number PU 13-803. And I always want to double check the date. Today is Wednesday, March 19th, approximately 10:04. Okay, this is Commissioner Fedorchak's portfolio. I don't have any opening comments other than I'll be ready. I have a suggestion I'm happy to vote for when we get down the road. But, Commissioner Crisman, do you have anything?
No opening comments except for to welcome Austin back to the fold for a week here during now what should be a spring break, and appreciate having you on board to help us get caught up.
All right, Commissioner, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, and I'm going to, at the conclusion of our last work session, we had a few different requests for some various numbers to be run through some formula by staff, and I think Pat Fawn has done that. And so he'll pass those out, and we can go through them. Do you want to walk through this with us, Pat?
I have another one here. Yeah. Okay. see, on the first page, I guess I have a chart showing some calculation of annual revenue impact of proposed rates, and it is the page that's portrait style, and it shows the present rate for MDU, the basic service charge of $9.13 per month, and a current distribution delivery charge of 0.812 per decatherm. And of course, since it is the current rate, it has no impact on the customer. It has no customer change in annual revenue to the customer or to the company. And then we have the company's proposal in the next row, which was $18.07 per month for the basic service charge and a zero distribution delivery charge. And the annual revenue increase to the residential customer class was $2,900,000, which was about a 5.03% increase. At the hearing, advocacy staff proposed a 4% increase to residential customers, and that would reduce the basic service charge to $17.52 per month with a zero distribution delivery charge per decatherm. Then there was the commissioners asked for the impact of a $15 basic service charge and a $12 basic service charge, and AARP suggested a $13.60. They testified to that, splitting the difference between the current rate and MDU's proposed rate.
I have a question on that, Patrick, because yep. I remember questioning the AARP witness, and I couldn't remember him giving a number, but you said you guys found in the record that they have on record they support 13.6.
Yes, I went back and listened to the audio of the hearing, and he said,
he being Josh, right?
Josh, yeah, said cut it in half.
Okay. But that is in the record.
Yes.
Guaranteed.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. I have the mark on the audio. Perfect. If you want to listen to it too.
No, so I trust
we
you.
We can go right to it. So I did calculate that one as well at $13.60 per month for the basic service charge. And that amounts to, keeping the increase at 4%, that would amount to a distribution delivery charge of 0.509. At $15 for the basic service charge per month,
the distribution delivery charge, if you're making it up there, to keep the increase at 4% would have to be 0.327.
Per decatherm.
For $15. And at $12 per month for basic service charge, you would need a distribution delivery charge of 0.717 per decatherm. To keep the increase at 4%, which was the staff advocacy staff recommendation.
Would this be a good time to talk about this, Pat, the chart?
Okay, on the back side?
No, I was going to talk, because I think with that in mind,
I'll guess a real quick sentence about the back side. This shows the impact to the residential customer that uses 92 decatherms per year, which is kind of their average customer, and it shows the impact of each of the different alternatives on a per-month basis, January through December.
So if you're looking at advocacy staffs, you see the basic, the price is basically the same, about $1,786 per month versus AARP suggestion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months they'd pay more, and 6 months they'd pay less. Customers, the average customer would pay more than they would under the advocacy staff proposal, and 6 months they would pay less.
What's interesting is the last column. I mean, you see pretty much that the total is dropping down. You start at the 1804 basic rate, it's 216.85, and then the number basically goes down, but it doesn't, that trend stops at the difference between 13.6 and 12. I wonder why that is. Because the trend line, it clearly goes down, and the last one, it bumps back up. Not very much, but
it's... Well, they have to be generating just about the same revenue.
Yeah. Well, it's... But, you know what I mean?
This goes down because you've gone from 5.03 to 4%. So that's
right,
why this goes down.
These all go down until right here jumps back up, the totals.
Yeah. Well, but only look at a dollar if you just look at these. Because this... We know why that goes down. But this... That.
Yeah, but really it's not that much.
Talking about the totals at the bottom?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, 50. Oh, you're right, 15 cents. Yeah, because the revenue has to be, we know what kind of revenue they need, so it's going to result in just about the same price for customers no matter what. It's just where they're paying it.
Yep. Agreed.
Because it's a 4% increase.
Yep.
It should come up pretty close.
I had asked Pat to put this together, and I think, Pat, you have any extra copies of
that? I do have some extras.
Of this pie chart. I think because I understand AARP's position to want customers to have an incentive to save, and I appreciate that, and I support that 100%. But I think it's important for everybody to understand how the customers are saving. And this chart shows that the $69 is the gas cost, that this is their total bill, the customer's total bill. As we can see, 69% of it is a gas cost. That's not even in contemplation in this rate case. That's separate. So all we're talking about is this 24% and 7% over here on the charge for, you know, either the flat, the basic service charge, or the basic service plus distribution.
What price did you guys use for gas in this chart?
The price of gas is not,
no,
it's irrelevant.
No, but you had to put a price of gas in there.
I used the company had a spreadsheet that showed the revenue from the distribution charge and the revenue from the decatherm charges, if you have a distribution delivery charge, and then they have the other revenue, which should be cost of gas, and I believe that's what they are saying by their chart.
But you know, if this is $2 gas or $8 gas, it changes the chart. That's
Okay, I can calculate it for you.
I'm just curious, just what number we did. It's not a big thing to get derailed on. All right, I think we.
You have a calculator.
I think I have an answer about $5 gas. Fair enough. That's all. I'm just curious.
So, but the point here is that 7%. If you keep the distribution charge in there and don't get rid of it, that's how much the customer can affect their bill through conservation. That sliver, the 7%. Through conservation on that piece of it. Now, obviously, the greater piece that they already have control over through conservation is the larger gas use side. But when we talk about using conservation, using an incentive, maintaining an incentive for customers to control their bill through conservation, as it relates to this rate case, it's a very small component of the distribution and delivery charge would be controlled by conservation. I don't know if I'm saying that accurately, or Patrick or Alana, if you guys are understanding what I'm trying to say.
I am, but I have one question. Just for the record, today the blue and the red would be the existing or the company. I mean, if the company proposal would be all blue, so.
Right. If we chose the company's
split, today's split.
No, it's AARP suggestion.
I see up there. I'm sorry.
So if we went with the company's proposal, this would all be blue. There would be no distribution charge. But if we went with AARP's suggestion, then 7% of the charge for service would be controllable by conservation. 7% of their bill versus they already control 69% of it through their gas use.
Makes sense. Anything else,
ma'am? No, I don't have anything more. I think that the facts kind of lay out there pretty clearly.
I guess that's where I'm not. I agree with everything you've just done, and I personally, tomato, to me in some of this when we get down to this level. And I think that the fact that the AARP is on record, that they support a 13.6, the company gets their revenue. I agree with you that's a lot, but I'm fine with a 13.6. But I'd be curious if you folks want something different. I'm open to that discussion. Because to me, we're moving the ball the right way in this thing. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, it's certainly more fair, I think, in terms of people beginning to pay what the actual cost of connection to their entity is. And I think that's, ultimately a good move.
I think, in a perfect world, that probably MDU's proposal is right, that the perfect way of dividing it up, but that's not what's been followed for a long time. And the monthly charge has been left low for a long time. And I don't think it's appropriate to shock the system by making one big jump and going to to MDU's proposal. But I also, and now this is just anecdotal information, I'm not sure that it's a correct assumption that fixed income people are always the ones who use very little, and that people with almost money to burn, so to speak, are the ones who use a lot. As I've talked to a few folks, sometimes it's fixed income people who use a lot because they're have never been able to upgrade their house with better windows and doors and insulation and things like that. And so, to some extent, keeping the monthly dollar amount very low in order to help the fixed income people can hurt them the most in some of those instances where they don't have well-insulated homes or efficient furnaces. So I just throw that out, that anecdotally, I'm not finding that that's necessarily always the case. I think as I look at these, I guess they're so close to the same that, you know, I'd have a hard time arguing dramatically for one over the other, although I think the two ends, the current system or the company's proposal, I would not be supportive of. But I guess the one that jumps out at me is my preference at this point would be the $15 basic.
Well, and I guess if we're not going to choose, if we're going to maintain a distribution charge, a distribution and delivery charge, then I would support the AARP's level and go with that one. I think it almost gets to the point at the $15 where it becomes questionable if it's a cumbersome manner in which to have the company have to calculate and collect that small of an amount for gas volume on distribution and delivery charge. So I think I would go with the AARP proposal as well.
Although, might I just counter that with the fact that in a future rate case, hopefully prices are stable, and that's a long ways away, but whenever there's a rate increase again, you know, like AARP's proposal is splitting from the current monthly fee to the company's proposal. Well, when there would be a rate increase, it would be something higher than that. So if the next time we were to eliminate the distribution charge, that would cause a bigger jump than what this one will be. Where if we go just a little bit more than halfways, the change next time, if the commission decided at that point to eliminate the distribution charge, would be probably more similar.
Mm-hmm. I will say, I think that it's important to consider and to remind ourselves as we're voting eventually that the distribution, maintaining that distribution delivery charge does have one very negative consequence for people on fixed incomes, and that is it increases their bill at the precise time of year where their bills are the highest. And that's a real downside to this that I'm kind of disappointed that the AARP didn't recognize that, because I think that's a real concern to the very population that we're trying to be sensitive to here and recognize the limitations that, you know, in January, February, March, when they're going to be paying the most for heat, they're going to be paying the most for their distribution charge, their basic service charge as well. And so that's one of the big reasons why I, quite honestly, even though it is a significant jump, think that the company's or the advocacy staff proposals was where I thought we should go, because I think it's a matter of dollars difference overall, but in the most, from a principal standpoint, on the months where people are paying the most for their heating bill, it is the lowest. So,
whatever we end up with, I mean, whatever motion you want to prepare, I think, but the whole balance billing discussion is something that we have to keep pushing for all of our customers. I'm a big fan of balance billing, especially on gas, no matter what it ends up being, because I'm a balance billing customer. And I'm paying this, you know, $90 a year, whether it's the summer or whether it's the winter. And then you don't get that rate shock if you go to balance billing. So I think when this finally comes out, we need to reinforce again the importance of balance billing.
That's a good point. Yep. So,
but I think I've heard a way forward.
Well, we have all the information we need.
And I would just point out, as I look at these, unless I'm missing one, the difference between a $13.60 basic and a $15 basic, because either way there's going to be a distribution charge, so it's equally as much trouble and expense for the company. And, of course, the expense part for the company is going to come back to the ratepayers anyways.
True.
I don't see any months where there's even a dollar and a half difference per month. And for the total for the year, it's a nickel on this 92 decatherm per year average customer. So it's not a huge difference. But.
Okay. Anything else, Commissioner?
I have nothing more.
Anything
Thank
else?
You, Patrick, for... Oh, Pat has some more.
Pat, okay.
Okay. So I understand. My understanding is that I would... That the commissioner is in agreement that there will be some amount of a distribution delivery charge. And as far as the precise amount or the precise basic service charge, I'll be working with Commissioner Fedorchak.
I'll clear up my point, Pat. I support a motion that says 13.6 basic service charge and 0.509 delivery charge. That's a motion that I would support. So whatever Commissioner Fedorchak comes up with, then if it's that motion, I would support it. If it's not, then we might need to schedule another work session. But I think I heard you say that. So it's I don't have any gray area there, Pat. That's where I'm at.
Okay. Commissioner Fedorchak, do you have any gray area? Do you know where you're... What you're thinking?
Pretty much.
Point?
I don't need another work session.
Okay. All right.
So I'll work with you on a motion.
Very good.
And thank you very much for you put a lot of work into this, and I appreciate it's it really helped kind of clarify things. So thanks, Pat.
I had some help too.
Okay, Lana, anything we missed? All right, going once, Randy, Julie.
Nope.
All right, we'll go ahead and close the work session on case number PU 13-803. Thank you all.